Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden. You're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday, the 2nd of December.
The goal will be to vaccinate through the NHS right across the UK as rapidly.
That's Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock reacting to the news that the UK has become the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for widespread use. British regulator the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the jab, which offers up to 95% protection against COVID-19 illness, is safe for rollout next week. Here's Dr. June Rain, Chief Executive of the MHRA.
The MHRA's recommendation has been reached following an extremely thorough and scientifically rigorous review of all the evidence of safety, of effectiveness, and of quality of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Immunisations could start within days for those who need it most, such as elderly people in care homes and frontline NHS workers. The UK has already ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people, which NHS Chief Executive Dr. Simon Stevens called the largest scale vaccination campaign in British history. Next, Spotify is launching its 2020 Wrapped today. That's the company's end-of-year review of users' favourite artists, songs, genres and podcasts. Wrapped on mobile and web interrogates users' data to examine their music and podcast listening habits to generate a personal best bits called Story of Your 2020. And in a bid to lure new customers to sign up to the streaming service, non-users will also be able to view the trends on the web version. These trends include Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny claiming the top spot with more than 8.3 billion streams in 2020. And among the leading podcasts were the Joe Rogan Experience, TED Talks Daily, and the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily must be in there somewhere, of course. And as all your favourite data-slurping tech firms get in on the act at this time of year, Apple and TikTok also released their reviews of the year today. The most popular app on Apple's iOS in 2020 was Zoom, with the NHS COVID-19 tracker in second place, even though it was only released in September. The biggest trend on TikTok was hashtag blinding lights.
Let's say you have a 12-year-old son who you want to restrict from watching anything inappropriate on Netflix.
Netflix has labelled all of its content with a UK age rating generated by an algorithm. The technology was developed by the British Board of Film Classification, which classifies films in cinemas. Netflix staff tagged sex scenes, depictions of violence and swear words, then fed all of this data into the algorithm. The age ratings now mean parents can edit the profiles of children on the platform to filter out age-inappropriate content. tech megacorp Salesforce has agreed to buy workplace messaging app Slack in a $27.7 billion deal. For Slack, the deal comes as it struggles to fully capitalize on the switch to remote working during the COVID-19 pandemic. Slack changed workplace communications by focusing on real-time messaging that could be broken into conversations with groups assembled on the go as a more nimble platform than email. But the messaging style that Slack helped create has become an extremely competitive space, with larger, older competitor Microsoft aggressively promoting its similar Teams product, which includes integrated video and voice calling.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
It's touchdown for China's Chang'e 5 spacecraft. China National Space Administration says the country's first ever sample return mission successfully landed in the moon's Ocean of Storms region. If all goes according to plan, the lander will spend the next few days collecting about 2 kilograms of lunar material, some of it dug up from 6.5 feet beneath the lunar surface. The samples will be transferred to the ascent vehicle, which will launch to lunar orbit and then meet up with the two other Chang'e 5 elements, an orbiter and an Earth return craft, which will lug its rocky hull back down to the landing site in Inner Mongolia. Cultured chicken produced in bioreactors without the slaughter of an animal has been approved for sale by a regulatory authority for the first time. The development has been hailed as a landmark moment across the meat industry. The product, described in quote marks as chicken bites, were produced by US company Eat Just and have passed a safety review by the Singapore Food Agency. The cells for Eat Just's product are grown in a 1200-litre bioreactor and then combined with chickeny tasting but non-meaty plant-based ingredients. The company says the approval could open the door to a future when all meat is produced without the killing of livestock. And finally, do you love Fortnite and Star Wars? Well, if you didn't need an excuse for any more time spent glued to your screen, popular game and the iconic movie series have teamed up to create a new title for Fortnite Season 5. As Disney Plus tries to wring every possible penny out of the franchise, new characters in the latest Fortnite title will include Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian. Along with new characters, the players will have new areas of the game's map to explore, weapons, and more content to unlock throughout the season. You are up to date. We'll be back tomorrow. Please subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. Thank you for listening. Please stay safe.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.